I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, everybody. Great to be back with you for another episode. And this one is Braden and myself. Nolan's away on a boys' week with his buddies down in Nashville. So, yeah, Braden and I are manning the show tonight. And, hey, we're excited about it because, hey, we're down to two. We're down to the final two. Phillies, Astros, and we're going to be talking all about it tonight. We'll be breaking it all down, our thoughts and opinions on it and stuff, and how they got there, why they got there, and who we think is going to come out ultimately the 2022 World Series champion. So, hey, we hope you enjoy it, and we thank you for always being here. You know it. We can't do it without you. We do it for you, dirtbags. We live it. We breathe it. We die it just like you do. So, again, we're excited. We've been waiting all year for this, and it's finally here. So before we do get talking, we do want to give a big shout-out to the team over at Rip Grip Pro, our new sponsors, one of our new sponsors anyway. So we encourage you to go over to their website and check them out at ripgrippro.com. And that's a hitting training device. It is Dirtbag certified. You know, if we put our name on a product, we stamp it, it's a changer in your baseball journey, in this case in your hitting journey, in your hitting career. It's a product that helps you stay through the ball a lot longer, and just, you got to really take a look at it and research it and look at it. And if you have questions, you can reach out to them, Tress and his team over at Rip Grip Pro, or you can reach out to ourselves. We're happy to talk about it and give why we believe in the product so much, for sure. So, and we also want to give a quick shout out to the Mindset Marketers Agency, the team that's helping us with our Instagram program and branding, and loving what they're doing with us. Huge help for us. You know that it can be time consuming. We know that it can be time consuming. So we really appreciate the efforts that they're putting in on our Instagram page, and can't thank them enough. And that's Mindset Marketers Agency. So again, we're excited. We're pumped up for this episode. Hey, you know what, dirtbags? You know it's all about attitude. It's all about commitment. It's all about effort. You're looking for dirtbag merchandise, go over to dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and we've got it all on the line there for you. You can check it out. Get your hands on whatever you need to. The hats, the jerseys, the shirts, sweaters. Love having you wearing it. Can't thank you enough for wearing it and being proud of it. And thank you for all the questions and the feedback we're getting every week as well. So, dirtbags, we will be right back here in a moment, right after this commercial break.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
That's not a rumor. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yep.
And I can actually ship there, right?
We have UPS right here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples has all your shipping supplies and UPS service in store. And right now, get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Valid only in Staples US stores.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and as I said before the break, we're down to two. We're down to the final two, Brady, Phillies, Astros. You know, it didn't seem like two great division series maybe or whatever, not to a lot of people, but yeah, I guess it depends what team you're cheering for, right? I mean, if you're Yankees fans and you're Padres fans, it wasn't two very good series at all. But, you know, if you're Phillies and Astros, hey, everything's working right, man. They're both flying high. You know, Wheeler and Nola are doing great for the Phillies. I think, obviously, you got to go advantage Houston with the pitching staff up and down all the way through. And you know, their hitters are doing all right, but boy, that Phillies, that's a juggernaut right now. And it's amazing, right? When they always talk about hitting being contagious, right? And right now, holy moly, Schwarber, Hoskins, Realmuto, Harper, of course. What do you say? What are you thinking? What are you feeling right there just sitting back and watching those games?
I mean, I love it. You know, that's what you sign up for. Like you said, obviously the Astros have really strong pitching. And that seems to be the way that they handled that series with the Yankees was, you know, they shut down their big guys, got timely hits, played good baseball. But yeah, the Phillies, like what they're doing, their fan base, just everything about them, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, no question, man. Like it's you know, you're looking through the MLB highlights or different things right now and that, and I was just looking at it today or whatever, and the I'm riding with Philly Rob t-shirts. I think it was Harper that wore it the first time after he came back off at IL and late August or whatever, and now the whole town's, you know, I'm riding with Philly Rob, and of course they're talking about Rob Thompson, the manager there, and just what a job he's done and stuff like that. We talk about that all the time, right? Building a culture. And, you know, they always talk about what kind of value do you actually put on a manager, on a coach. I've always believed that, for me, it's a huge one. It's hard to evaluate or get data on it, obviously. But I really believe in it. I mean, and I look at Rob Thompson, I sit there and I think Philly all the way through, blue collar. He's been in the game 30 plus years and just done everything and sat behind the scenes and never caused a problem and waited his turn. He's got it right now. What a fit for Philadelphia. I just, you know, sometimes it's just a perfect fit. And I think he's one of them right there, right? Canadian boy, but just a blue-collared, humble guy. And that's what Philly wants, right? Strap your work boots on, go to work, do your job, and be a man.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, he's got these players meshed right now. And I think that was kind of the downfall for the Girardi era in Philly. You know, they always had the pieces. And it just never seemed like, you know, they became that cohesive team, where right now, you know, everybody's got each other's backs. It's fun. It's exciting. Harper's playing, you know, lights out, doing what you expect him to do. It kind of has that like college team vibe, you know, just the way they're celebrating stuff, and, you know, pimping home runs and all this stuff, like, and the fans just going nuts in Philly. It's great to see. And you know what? It lends to a fantastic World Series, and the Astros have dominated with their pitching staff. And hitters, like I said, have had timely hits. They've won the games they need to win. Where the Phillies, you know, they've hit good, and obviously their pitching staff's been fantastic. But I'm hoping that the Phillies hitters can get on these Astros pitchers, so we can kind of force out those Astros hitters. So it's a bit of a slugfest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good call, man. And right now, the way you hear them talk about preparing and being students of the game, and how much pride they take in their hitting, you know, those Phillies. I've heard it out of Thompson's mouth over and over again, the players' mouths. And they're so calm about it that's what's really tipping it over for me and making me believe in them. And you should. I mean, they're all good veterans, those guys. They mix in the you know, still Stunt and the Brahms and the Air Bombs, sorry, and the younger guys, but a lot of veterans on that lineup, and they're just going about it the right way. And you can tell that they're just studying the pitchers. They've got a really good mindset for them. If they get surprised one at bat, they don't get flustered. They don't get overwhelmed. They stay within what they're capable of, and they stay within what they've seen and collected the information, whether it's on the iPads or however they're collecting it about the opposing pitcher. And you're seeing it at the end of the game, right? By the time the game's done, they're putting up 4, 5, 6 runs every game. And you're right. I think as good as, and obviously the Astros are the best pitching in baseball. Them and the Dodgers, well, the Dodgers aren't around anymore. I mean, the Astros have just carried on and carried on and carried on. So I'm just like you. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see how the Phillies hitters continue their onslaught. I love the Harper, and it's not just Harper, but you hear it out of his mouth quite often, looking for a pitch to do damage on.
Mm, yeah, right? No. And even after his I think it was either game 2 or game 3, he hit that opposite field home run, and then he came into the dugout, and they had like the live reporting, and he was saying, you know, we're sitting on, I came in, Yu Darvish was pitching, and he came back and he said, yep, you know, I'm telling everybody, sit on that fastball. Like, can't hit the off speed. And Nolan and I were sitting there, we're like, is he baiting the other team to, you know, like, cause they're going to relay that. So, and then Schwarber hits that massive 485 foot, you know, bomb, 120 mile an hour bomb that he hit, on a slider. And so Nolan and I were sitting there like, is Harper playing chess here? Like, is he trying to get them, the other team, thinking that we're sitting on fastballs, and then all of a sudden, you know, we ambush a slider, or what, you know, we're sitting on a different pitch.
Yeah. And it's all part of the game.
Yeah.
That level, you try to do it at the amateur level as well. And that's always the great inside game of the, right? And they always talk about it, right? I mean, dirtbags, if you're a player, a parent or a coach out there, you'll hear about it all the time, but it is so true. Because that's really what the game comes down to. It's the pitcher needs to adjust to the hitters, what they're swinging at. He's got to be able to see it, read it. I mean, not just the pitcher, the catcher as well, but, you know, and vice versa, the hitters as well. So that, I mean, yeah, that's a great one there, where you're 100% right. You know, is he baiting them? Is he setting them up? All of a sudden, you know, you got, like you said, Schwarber going off for 488 feet, just a micro bomb or a macro bomb. And then all of a sudden Hoskins gets going, and just it's unbelievable how contagious it is, both to get hitting going, but then to also just all of a sudden disappear on hitting. Mm. It is just so tough and so challenging. But you're right. At this time of the year, you want to see runs. I don't care who you are, man. I mean, I don't want to see a low-scoring game. I want to see them go out and beat the hell out of the ball, do damage like they're saying, and get after it. Is it going to be tougher against the Astros? For sure it is. There's no question about it. And they, like you said, they just went and punished the Yankees.
Mm.
You try to dissect the Yankees out of it, or at the end of that series, and were they undisciplined? Were they a lack of understanding, a lack of trust of how good the Astros pitchers were? I don't think so, because there's a lot of veterans on that lineup too, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of where my head goes. I'm nervous for these Phillies because, you know, Aaron Judge just had this historic season. And he had his hits, but I mean, for the most part, he got shut down. You got guys like Josh Donaldson, who, don't get me wrong, is a shell of his former hitting self, but he couldn't do a thing. It's makes me nervous, and it makes me think that the Astros have a real shot at sweeping these Phillies, just because how dominant the pitching staff is, and like I said, they just play such fundamental baseball and do what they need to do and nothing more, to the point that
it is.
I don't know how these Phillies are gonna face up against them, but I guess we see.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. I mean, we'll talk all about the Astros in the next segment, Dirtbags. Really get into breaking them down as well, right from Dusty Baker on down. But, you know, again, back to Thompson just before we close this one out. I mean, a blue-collar guy, keeping them calm, keeping them tranquil and just settled down. And, hey, we're going to see what happens with them for sure. So, Dirtbags, we will be right back after this commercial break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Yeah, welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the first segment, we talked a lot about the Phillies and our perception of them and our hopes for them as well. But, hey, you know what? A little touched on the Astros, but let's dig a little deeper, Braden. And you're right. I mean, we're talking about the pitching. And so let's go from the top, like we did with the Phillies and that, you know, Dusty Baker. Hey, we all know the story, right? We all know that elusive World Series and you know, Hall of Fame accolades as a manager. I want to cheer for him, but I can't. And I know Dirtbags are going to go, Kirk, give it a rest. Give it a rest. Stop already. I will never get over 2017. I just can't. There's something in me that just until I love Altuve, until he's gone, until Bregman, I wish I could get over it. I just can't. And I apologize about that. So I can't cheer for them in any way possible. I might as well just get that out there right now. I want the Phillies to win. I absolutely want the Phillies to win. I am not an Astros fan for that. But I will get over myself for a second. And yes, look at Pena, for example. He comes in, he replaces Carlos Correa. ALCS MVP. Man, for a young kid, he looks real mature right now, real relaxed, real confident in what he's doing.
Yeah.
No, you, how do you do that?
Well, because you're on the right team. I mean, the team, no matter what you're saying, I'm the exact same as you. Like, 2017 is always going to be there until everybody from that team's gone. You know, they completely roll it over, but they're not proving us wrong with that whole situation, because what they did was wrong no matter which way you spin it. But you got to admit, they're good, they're winners, they know how to play baseball. That organization is just, they got something special about them. You know, and the Dodgers are perennial too. The Dodgers are always there, but it just feels like with the Astros, they do it a little different. You know, they don't go out and get these huge free agents. They don't, you know, it's everything kind of seems in house. And they make small plays that'll end up panning out, and you know, bringing guys like Michael Brantley when they brought him in, and he just slid in there so nice, and he was just a great player. Where the Astros, yeah, the Dodgers do it completely different. So, I mean, the Astros, to me, I hate them absolutely, and for sure I want the Phillies to win. But I respect them.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. The end of the day, we have to, because you hit the nail on the head. I mean, as far as baseball goes, right now what they're doing is the New England Patriots of football.
Yeah.
Like you said, all of a sudden, yeah, you go, what? 2 years ago, well, George Springer's going, but they're okay. That's just their center fielder and leadoff guy. Make no mistake about it. Important piece. No question. Charlie Morton also goes or whatever in that. You know, so you start losing some pieces and you start sitting there and going, hey, where are they going to look at the end of this season? Well, all of a sudden, they're right back in the World Series. All of a sudden, Korea last year. Goes to the Twins, as we know. Yeah, okay, now we're going to see. We've heard great things out of this Jeremy Pena kid, and we'll see. But he's a kid. He's a rookie. You know, now they're missing a few pieces. Now we're going to see what the Astros got. Hey, let's see what we're sitting with. You hit the nail on the head. But all my personal feelings aside, oh, boy, whatever they're doing down there on player development, it's right.
Yeah, they get the best out of every single player. And, you know, they mesh and they do it and it looks effortless, you know, kind of like how the Phillies are doing it now, but it just seems like the Astros don't miss a beat.
It really does. It really does. And you know, and I said it at the time, and I last podcast a couple years ago, even when Dusty came in to hopefully settle that whole situation down, and he's done nothing but that. He really has done nothing about that. I mean, yes, if they win, I'm going to be super happy for Dusty Baker. There's no question for him personally, and what he's done for the game of baseball, and what we pride ourselves on so much, right near Dirtbag Baseball Nation, obviously, is being a dirtbag, right? Yeah. Getting down there and being accountable, having the right attitude, the right commitment, the right effort. He's had highs and lows. He's been all over as a player and a manager, but success has followed that man everywhere he's went. And again, what do you put the value on a manager like that? It's got to be pretty damn high.
Yeah.
Pretty darn high because, wow, what he's done is amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, he's so chill with the entire situation. You can tell that, you know, nothing's going to frazzle him, and the players pick up on that. He's the type of guy that he clearly can understand that this is a talented, very talented roster. So he just lets them do their thing. But you know, it doesn't seem like people are getting in slumps. It doesn't seem like people have off days, you know, and that is where you got to tip your hat to him, because
100%.
Yeah. I don't know how it's happening. I don't know why it's happening. I don't know when it's going to stop. But yeah, for the time being, it's just ridiculous. Like even Justin Verlander, you know, nearly 40 years old, back end of his, well, what we thought was the back end of his career, signing with the Astros, free agent, going into a free agent year with obviously a player option of $25 million. But you know, he just comes off another Cy Young season at 39. So just
after Tommy John.
Oh, I know. No, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, and yet you have to credit the players as much as you credit Dusty Baker and the organization. But yeah, no,
it's a team. It's a team, right? It really is a team. It's knowing what you need to do. And it's a great example, Dirtbags, what Braden and I are talking about right now. Let's go ahead and talk about it for us personally. And I don't mean just Braden and myself. I'm talking about amateur baseball, youth baseball, college baseball. Of what a culture really, how important it is to have the right culture, and everybody really does have to be pulling on the same rope, as they say, and moving in the same direction. And when they're not, they got to go, right, Braden? I think so many people try to change, especially in amateur baseball, because sometimes it's your very best friend. Sometimes it's a coach that's been with you a long time or really good friends, and it just isn't part of the team anymore. But not because you personally don't like him, but because he's not able to stay up athletically, physically, mentally, you know, emotionally sometimes. And when you don't maintain or even understand what your culture really needs to be, what you want it to be, that's when people, I think, and teams just struggle and struggle and struggle.
Yeah.
Instead of just stepping up and saying, look, you know what? This is what has to happen. So you're either on with us or you're not. And if you're not, no harm, no foul. Doesn't mean we don't like you, but you have to go because this is what we're doing. And I just don't think we put enough value on that, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so if you are a coach out there and you're watching this, really take the time. Don't just watch the games for the sake of watching the games. Really watch and listen to any of the players talk about the managers and talk about these two great guys and stuff like that right now, because, hey, anybody that makes the World Series, you got to be a great manager as well. You don't just wake up and make that stuff, especially like back to Rod Thompson, where they under 500, June 3rd, he replaces his longtime buddy, Joe Girardi, for God's sakes, that he's worked with the Yankees and now Phillies and stuff like that. That's not an easy job in itself. But he just went about his business. He had a vision based on what the players looked like, and he allowed them to play. He allowed them to play, but it's not as simple as just allowing them to play. It's really getting to know them as individuals, right, Braden? We talk about it with teams that we work with. And you know, coaches that we see really gravitate to what we talk about in getting to know your players personally inside of baseball and in their everyday life, no matter what age they are. It's amazing how well those teams succeed and start moving forward, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a different level of accountability when you have that kind of relationship with them, you know, and there's a reason that they're in the World Series.
Yeah, and you have to, right? You heard them talking about, you know, you got to get rid of Segura or Schwarber and Hoskins at the top of the Phillies lineup because they struggled in September and October a little bit or whatever and that. And, you know, like Thompson said, there's not a chance. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, too good of players.
Yeah. Absolutely, right? It's just knowing who they are and allowing them to get back on the right curve. Same as Jose Altuve. He hasn't even hit this season, and yet they're, what, 7-0. They're perfect. And he has hit, what, 3-for-31 or some damn thing like that.
Yeah, two hits in the last game. So, I mean,
yeah.
No one and I talked about it last episode. Around. It's the type of thing that's a good situation to be in. You know, when your guys that you're expecting to hit aren't hitting and you're still winning games, like if I'm a manager, I'm excited about that because inevitably these extremely good hitters are going to sort it out, get back to hitting. And if you're winning without them, you're really going to be winning with them.
And that's exactly what we're just talking about, right? It's really knowing, watching them behind the scenes where nobody can see them. They're not in the spotlight and seeing the work they're putting in and saying, hey, you know what? It's just a matter of time. I know what they're going to do, but I have to stay the course because if I panic, they're going to panic. The team's going to panic. We're in a whole lot of trouble. And that's what really take that away is whether you're a player or not, you can't panic. You cannot panic. Just understand that each pitch is a game within itself. If you can break it down like that, that's what it's all about. So, Dirtbags, we will be right back here after the break.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and obviously we've been breaking down the World Series, talking about each of the teams, and what can you say about them? I mean, every time there's a World Series, there's just, hey, the teams deserve to be there, whether we like them or you don't like them, who cares at this point in time or whatever, and I just cheer for a World Series because, like we talked about there, Owen and myself, Braden, you know, without last March's agreement, all the great things that happened this season and getting to this World Series point wouldn't have even happened, right?
Yeah.
If the buffoons stayed out on strike and couldn't come to an agreement. So thank God, because of all the amazing things that we've seen, from the Albert Pujols breaking the 700 record to, you know, Aaron Judge to, like you said, Verlander at 40, 39, doing what he did, and so many more stories that are just endless, right? And that's why we need to be playing baseball. We need to be watching baseball at the MLB level and seeing what history is going to be broken, because it seems like every year there's something new and exciting that's happening. So, but again, like I was saying, we were talking about the World Series, and Braden and I, we were talking about it, and this is something that really even gets often forgot about. And we were talking about culture, but we wanted to make sure that we gave a huge shout out to both the Phillies and the Houston Astros, upper management, general management, owners. And what we mean by that, if you look at the Phillies, they just have a lot of get down and dirty baseball players on that team that resemble the city of Philadelphia. They really do. It was a lot, like I said to him, back in the 90s when it was the Jays and the Phillies. That team was the same thing. They were very Philadelphia-like. They were blue-collared, hardworking. You know what? They just seemed like rough and tumble guys that would go out there and pound the hell out of a ball, try to throw the hell out of a ball, and then they'd go and have a beer and hang out and have a cheesesteak. And the same thing for the Houston Astros, right? You know, you've got, a great Hispanic contingency down there or whatever in that, and the team sort of gels around that as well. And so kudos to those teams for going out there and you know, allowing their players to almost fit in every single day to Philadelphia, in this case, Philadelphia and Houston, right? Right?
Yeah, no, it stuck out to me just how... You know, you don't really see that anymore. You normally see like a major mix between Americans, Islanders. You have your Asians in there, you know, some Canadians sprinkled in there, even a couple, you know, European countries in there. But these teams, it's very, the Astros are nearly entirely Hispanic, and then the Phillies are nearly entirely American. And it's just, it doesn't, I don't necessarily have to look into it or read into it too much, but it just really sticks out to you. And it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's there in front of you. So it's not like we're hats off to them, Dave Dombrowski and, Houston and doing it. And I don't know, you never know whether it's a conscientious thing or whatever in that, or something that, you know, hey, let's try this, or are you cool with this ownership or whatever. You know, it's just the way it's worked. It's just, that's what it is. I don't know if I'm like you, Braden, in the fact of it could be an Astros sweep, only because just like at the first of the year, you're like, wow, Philadelphia's got the potential to hit a lot of home runs and put a lot of runs on the board. But I don't know defensively what they can do. I don't know pitching wise what they really, really can do after Nolan Wheeler. So is it going to be a four and out series or is it going to be just a bloodbath and just the way you want a championship, in this case, a World Series, to be, where two teams just go and they knock each other down and leave it all on the field for 5 games, 6 games, or 7 games?
Yeah.
I don't know what to think.
Well, and that's the best part about the World Series is the divisional series, you know, anytime you're facing the American League or you're facing entirely National League, they seem a little bit more predictable. But then you get to the World Series and it's just, you know, anyone's game. So it's gonna be great. I'm rooting for the Phillies.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch. Great fan base. You know, I love seeing them hit home runs and react the way that they're reacting. I think that's so good for baseball. They need to, like, those players in there, they need to express themselves like that. Because like you said, they're blue collar, they're dirtbags, they're, you know, it's Bryce Harper is the face of that team. But everybody else embodies kind of what he brings to that team.
Oh, no question. No question about it, right? They and again, right? That's that blue collar. Like, there's nobody, even if they're thinking about it, stepping out of line. They realize where they fit. They realize that doing it this way, everybody, it's that same, right? When you win, everybody gets remembered. Make no mistake about it. When you lose, your team is remembered for losing. And really, just the people that had unsuccessful appearances or at-bats during the losses that get remembered. You know, if only he had to hit the ball. If only, you know, he had to pull that pitcher out before or whatever. But when you're winning, man, everybody's, well, and it takes a team to win. It takes a team to lose too, but that's just the reality of it. So if you had to go with an MVP, who would it be?
If the Phillies win, I'm going Bryce Harper. He's been so clutch, just doing what you would expect him to do. But you love to see it on the big stage. You know, Bryce Harper is perennially underrated as far as I'm concerned. That's a large thing to say, because obviously he's one of the faces of baseball, but I really don't think he gets enough respect. So I'm hoping if the Phillies win, Bryce Harper. Astros win, might have to be Verlander. I feel like Verlander's just gonna, you know, if it goes deep, Verlander might end up with 3 wins, knowing him.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm going to go Harper for sure. I mean, anybody that's hitting little league numbers in major league postseason at 400, 5 bombs, like that's ridiculous. And talk about locked in. And I just think he's just that dedicated and that focused to put them on his back right now that he's going to stay there. Uncle Alex Bregman.
He's been hot.
There's a guy that
he's been hot.
Same thing, right? He's just that solid consistency. He's been there before. He knows what it's going to take, right? So whatever happens, dirtbags, we hope by the time we're talking to you next week that they're still playing games 5 and 6 and 7. If not, we'll be talking about it. But either way, we're hoping for a fantastic World Series, just the same as you are. So before we do wrap up this part of the episode, though, we do have about 5 minutes left, and we do want to give some quick shout-outs to 3 teams anyways, Braden, that have gone ahead and solidified management or managers for next season. And one, let's start off with the Texas Rangers, Bruce Bochy. 3 years. I don't know. What do you think of that one?
I think it's good. Experienced manager can maybe get those guys to mesh, get those guys in a direction, because Texas is one of those teams that kind of confuses me, where, you know, you go out, you bring in a ton of free agents last season, spend a bunch of money, and they needed a year to kind of settle in, I feel like.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that is a better team, because, you know, they did spend that money. But I feel like he's a nice guy to bring a team together and teach them how to play baseball, or remind them how to play baseball.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, for sure. I was awful surprised, to be quite honest with you. I was flat out surprised. There's a guy that's been out of the game for a while now. And what, 3 years or whatever, and that, I was just, the way teams hire managers now, I was just really surprised at how quietly and quickly that one came in to happen. So, but, you know, is he a good choice? I think he really is a good choice, because like you said, he just brings that stabilizing experience that's going to hold people accountable. It's that simple. It's not just the players having to hold each other accountable now. It's him being able to do it. So, good one there. John Schneider goes ahead and gets the deal done in Toronto. Right fit, wrong fit? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I don't think he tips them over the top. You know, we talk about, well, this entire episode, we've been talking about how important a manager can be for a winning team. And I was watching TV last night, saw his stats. When he became manager, they were top seven in pretty much every category. Pitching, hitting, wins. He did the job that you would expect out of him. But I hope he proves us wrong this season. And they just go off and have a fantastic season and make a playoff run. But I don't know how much credit you give him versus how much credit you give that team, because that's an extremely talented team. And I feel like they should be putting up those numbers that they produce with him there. But like I said, we'll see on that one. Nolan hates it. I can't speak for Nolan, but he's told me a million times that he absolutely hates that one. What do you think?
I'm thinking the same thing. I know he came up with those kids through the AA in New Hampshire and stuff like that and won championships there, but it's just a different beast. I think still down in the minor leagues, you still have a bit of that college, because they're learning to be a pro, right? So there's a lot of that college atmosphere in it. And at some point in time, you got to have a stable environment. I'm not talking about taking away all the fun or whatever and that, but at some point, you know, if Vladdy's going to go, this is my house, it better be his house.
Yeah.
Because you saw Bryce Harper say it when he hit the doubles to put his team back in and stuff like that. But he's got 400 batting average. He's got five home runs. He's got 11 RBIs. He's validating it. It's that simple. You can sit there and say, well, he's 30. He's had more. No. At some point in time, those guys got to start becoming accountable. And I sure hope Schneider has to. There's no hoping he has to if he's going to win anything, or it's just a waste of time for sure. So
I think they need a manager that's going to kick him in the ass, and I don't think it's Schneider.
You're right. And that's at that point, I mean, he saw it. Well, he saw what happened to Charlie Montoya, so he better.
Yeah.
He better. It better be the conversation going on right now that hey, you better be paying attention to these teams that are in there right now. And you better act like that starting in spring training. We're going to have fun, but by God, you're going to be players.
Yeah.
No more of this up and down like yo-yos. So, quick shout out to Skip Schumacher. He's the 16th manager just named today, to the Marlins. So, St. Louis Cardinal for Nolan, bench coach, getting the managerial job. So, time will tell. Again, another nice little quiet major league career.
Yeah.
Could be like a Craig Council.
Yeah.
Could be like a Craig Council.
I agree. He knew how to play baseball.
Yeah, I think so, right? And you know, he worked with the Padres a little bit, and then, of course, finishing with the Cardinals this year, whatever, and that's so good organizations that got really good foundations, know what player development looks like, knows what they need to be doing. So, you know what, Dirtbags? Thank you for listening with this episode. We're going to be right back, Braden and myself, with our final thoughts and wrap this episode up.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, Dirtbags, time for our final thought. So Nolan's not here, so I don't know what I'm going to get out of Braden or whatever in that, but we got the World Series, Braden. We know we've been talking about it all night. Any final thoughts?
We need a Phillies win because, you know, I don't think the baseball world can handle another Astros win.
I'm over here in France, as you all know, Dirtbags, and I'm coming back home this weekend, so I'm really looking forward to seeing Braden in face. I haven't seen him for a year, actually, and Nolan and you know, Mrs. Dirtbag and just everybody back home or whatever, and I'm looking forward to it. But it's funny, I was talking about it with the guys over here, Braden, about the World Series, and it's amazing how many younger kids are all Astros, because that's all they've seen, right?
Yeah.
They've only seen the Astros in it every year or whatever, and it's amazing how many people are all over me, you know, oh, Astros, especially when they were playing the Yankees. They were loving the Astros. So it's funny, man. The different generations, you just never know. You never know how people, and that's what makes the game great. That's what makes it great, Dirtbags. And you know what? We have our opinions. You have your opinions. Send them in to us, man. We love the banter. We love it when you send them in and we get that dialogue with you. And we appreciate it so much. So you can contact me, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. It can be for me. It can be for Braden. It can be for Nolan. Hey, it doesn't even have to be about MLB ball. Of course, if you want to know about pitching, you want to know about hitting, you want to know about infielding, outfielding, catching, whatever it is, write us, man. We will get in touch with you. We will reply. We have our guarantee on that because that is what we do. That is what we do. So we do want you to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Please do that for us. Please be followers. And that way you can stay up with us, what we're doing there. Hey, head over to the website, DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll get you hooked up with your, the college playbook just for signing up with your email. It gets downloaded to you for free. So if you're going through the college recruiting process, that'll come to you free of charge on us. Happy to do it. Thank you again to our sponsors at Rip Grip Pro. Our marketers, our Mindset Marketers Agency, everything you do. It's appreciated. And most importantly, all of you dirtbags, wherever you are in the world listening, we cannot thank you enough. So unfortunately, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Braden, do what you do.
Stay tuned, dirtbags, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.